You probably know the song, Mr. Sandman. Who's playing guitar? That is the great Chet Atkins, guitarist and producer who died on this day in 2001 at the age of 77 years old. He recorded more than 100 albums during his career. That's a lot. Produced records for Perry Como, Elvis Presley, Waylon Jennings. Big influence on George Harrison, and if you can hear, a very big influence on Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits as well. Chet Atkins died on this day back in 2001. That's 19 years ago at the age of 77. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me there at Scott Bertram. And you can go head to stevegruber.com as well. Dr. Mitchell Elkind is president of the American Heart Association, tenured professor of neurology at Columbia University as well. He joins us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Elkind, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. We heard a lot at the beginning of this COVID-19 outbreak about people not heading to emergency rooms for problems, about people skipping appointments, not going to appointments for various reasons. Now that we are a few months into the pandemic here in the U.S., is that still the case? Are we still hearing stories like that?
Yeah, the American Heart Association, we've seen an alarming trend in that regard, that people are not calling 911 or visiting the emergency room as much. And, the pandemic is obviously hitting different parts of the country at different times. And so we see that in places that are particularly hard hit. And, in fact, in a Harris poll that the American Heart Association had conducted, we found that more than 1 in 4 people who experience a heart attack or a stroke would rather stay at home than risk getting infected with COVID at the hospital. And that seems to be particularly true among Black and Hispanic populations. So that's a big concern. It's probably partly because of their fear of getting COVID, and also because in some places that are very hard hit, people don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system by going to the emergency room. They know just how busy the doctors and nurses are there. But it's still the case, with heart attacks and strokes are still happening, and so we think people may be ignoring serious medical emergencies, which obviously can have life or death consequences.
What about that fear, Dr. Elkind? Is it have we seen evidence of patient-to-patient COVID transmission at hospitals? Is that something that people should be concerned about, or are hospitals generally going to be pretty darn safe?
Yeah, hospitals are going to be the safest place to be if you have symptoms of an acute event like a heart attack or a stroke. So even during the pandemic, it's safe for everybody to call 911 and go to the hospital if needed. We've learned a lot since the beginning of the pandemic, so that hospitals are now able to follow protocols to keep patients separated who have COVID from those who don't, to socially distance, to clean the areas after use. And many even have separate emergency rooms and operating rooms and so forth for people with COVID. So that's why we launched this campaign. The American Heart Association started the Don't Die of Doubt campaign to reassure people and help alleviate some of those unnecessary fears about calling 911 or going to the emergency department. In these emergencies, seconds really can make a big difference. And so it's important that people get to the hospital as quickly as possible. And part of that actually is calling 911 and getting an ambulance. Don't drive yourself in. People do better if they come in with an ambulance if they're having a serious event.
Dr. Mitchell Elkind with us, president of the American Heart Association on the Steve Gruber Show. How can listeners perhaps recognize if they're in trouble, if they really do have to head to the hospital, talking heart attack or stroke specifically, what are the symptoms?
Sure, Steve. So that's a really important question. And the symptoms of heart attacks are typically chest pain, or sometimes it's just pain in the upper part of the body. It could be the back, the neck, often the jaw, or an arm. They can also have other symptoms like shortness of breath or nausea, break out in a cold sweat, or feel lightheaded or dizzy. For stroke, there's a lot of different symptoms of stroke, but an easy thing to remember is an acronym FAST, F-A-S-T, which stands for face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, then it's time to call 911.
Dr. Mitchell Elkin, president of the American Heart Association. And again, this new campaign, Don't Die of Doubt. Are there places listeners can go to get a little more information or perhaps just be reassured with hard numbers and data that it's okay to head to the hospital if you need to?
Sure. The website where people can get more information from the American Heart Association's Don't Die of Doubt campaign is heart.org/don't die of doubt.
heart.org/don't die of doubt. Dr. Mitchell Elkin, president of the American Heart Association, tenured professor of neurology at Columbia University. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell Elkin there, and the Don't Die of Doubt campaign. We talked to one of my previous fill-in opportunities here at Steve Gruber Show about hospitals reopening for elective procedures and taking all precautions necessary to keep things safe and keep transmitting. You know, here locally at Hillsdale Hospital in Hillsdale, they've had zero patient-to-doctor, patient-to-nurse COVID-19 transmissions through their treatment of patients. And so there you go. There's the campaign, the Don't Die of Doubt campaign. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence from Michigan's 14th District on the police reform bill in the House and its future in Washington. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.